In 1814, we took a little trip.
Don Bellis is a modern-day Jefferson Davis, or that's the role he plays in the 1st Kentucky Brigade's reenactment group. Bellis, or in this case Davis, leads a handful of visitors in singing the Battle of New Orleans, and he does so in front of his monument. When Kentucky State Parks manager Ron Sidner revealed the historic site would play host for the first time, you might imagine it bringing a mixed bag of emotions as well. Several hundred people stopped by the monument with the concern that this is the last time they would see it. Sidner says he isn't sure where the confusion is coming from. But just this last week, Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell told reporters that it was appropriate to be talking about the appropriateness of continuing to have the Jefferson Davis statue in a very prominent place, in the state capitol building. So the confusion could stem from there. The Cantarelli family brought their daughter to the monument because they were afraid it might not be around later. Their 5-year-old?
Fran. It's my name.
Signed a replica of the Declaration of Independence, and when asked how she felt about the United States, energetically she says,
America is a great country.
Fran's mom, Carrie, is a bit more somber about the experience. Her brother, Corporal Joshua Moore, was killed by an IED during his service in Iraq.
Even though it's painful, it's our history. This is what we had to go through as a country to get to where we're at today. When I say the Confederate flag, I know that at one time in history, there was a young lady that felt just like I do. And when they see the red, that it impacts them more because that blood is their blood.
Randy Davenport is from Henderson, Kentucky, and came with a Confederate flag rally that started in Madisonville and finished at the monument.
It seems like the government seems to be taking everything away, and it's not that everybody really keeps the flag in their mind, but since they're trying to take everything away, you've got to stand for something. So
Davenport says he isn't racist, but that's where conversation seems to go when the flag is mentioned. By the way, the parks manager, Mr. Sidner, is black.
I guess some people, when they find out I'm the manager here, they walk away laughing. Some people, very, very few, as a matter of fact, get upset about it. And then, but the majority of them go, you know, they go, great, we're glad to see it.
Sidner was raised just 6 miles down the road from the monument, is a retired Vietnam War veteran, and received his BA from the University of California, Berkeley, in history, with a focus on the colonial period through the Civil War. He says it sometimes takes some thick skin to do his job.
I've loved history ever since I was old enough to read.
And that is what today is about at the monument, says Sidner. The history of someone he says is a true American statesman. And of course, the celebration of the nation's birthday.
Davis is responsible for the House of Representatives building, the Senate Hall, and the aqueduct system in the nation's capital. People don't know that Davis is the one that suggested we build a railroad to connect the Pacific to the Atlantic, i.e. the Transcontinental Railroad. Davis established the Army Medical Corps, the Army Pension Plan. So there's a whole host of things that Davis did that's never made it to the history books.
Other visitors at the monument, like Douglas Gray from Northeast Arkansas, returned after almost 20 years to celebrate the history of Davis, though more recent events have him worried the country is going to hell.
It is my opinion that the government should be overthrown immediately and common people take over this country.
Mr. Sidner ended the program with the national anthem. He proudly announced the monument will play host again next year, and unless the obelisk is destroyed by another lightning bolt, it isn't going anywhere. I'm Nicole Irwin in Murray.